Somebody stop him. Stop him. Kāma-sa-nandriya priti yāva jīveta jāvata jīva-sa-tasa-vijyāta nā-ārtha-jatteha-karma-vi Because we have been discussing for the last 2 days, it is very important, especially from the modern civilized man, that there are completely self-centered, inventing so many things simply for self-centered. So, Siddha Gautama says that self-gratification is required, but not simply required to hold our life for friendship. There is another reason. Kamasya not immediately lasting self-gratification, not for very demand. It sends demand for satisfaction, but not for the sake of sentence. Just like sex life and demand. But that should be equalized for behaving nice children, not for sentence. Dharma viruddha kama asya ahamasmi. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Self-gratification, which is not against the religious principle, that is that. Self-gratification is there is also. Just like the Radha Krishna. That is, Chirma, Chirmipun. Mipun means dwell, couple. The spiritual couple. Similarly, here also the seven children identities are there, but because it is covered by this material body, it is part of us. So, just like when the disease, we cannot enjoy life. That is forbidden. If one is suffering for tuberculosis and if he wants to enjoy sex life, that means his brain is dead. Similarly, in this material condition of life, if we want to aggravate our self-gratification process, then we invite very quickly. Death means spiritual death, to become more and more entangled in material things. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Sutta Goswami says, that this life, human life, or the forward to the daily civilization, they are not meant for karmas or non-indiyati, karma. That should be utilized for better purpose, not for self-care. The real business is jiva sattva vikrata. Life should be ended simply for sattva vikrata. To understand the absolute truth. The whole Vedic literature, Vedic knowledge is meant for understanding the absolute truth. Krishna says, Vedanta Sarvai Ahamivadvedam. The purpose of studying Veda means to understand Krishna. And Vedanta Veda, because people are very much proud, especially Mayavadi philosophers, They are very much proud of becoming Vedanta. So, the Vaishnava philosopher, Sangha. Everyone is Vedanta. Sri Ramanujacharya, he loves Vedanta. Madhvacharya, he loves Vedanta. Nimbarka, he loves Vedanta. Without understanding Vedanta, where is the question of spiritual advance? So, Vedanta does not mean it is the monopoly of a certain class of people. No. Actual Vedanta, this Vedanta first understanding of Vedanta is the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhashyam, Brahma Sutra. And this Bhashyam, this commentary, is given by the author himself. The purpose of Vedanta is known to the author. Therefore, if he personally gives the commentary, that is very perfect. Krishna also says, Vedanta jit, Vedanta krit aham. I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower. So, that is, Vyasa says, the incarnation of Krishna. That is Krishna says, I am the actual knower of Vedanta. So, whatever is said by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, that is not against Vedanta Sutra or what is spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is actually following the Vedanta Sutra. Now, here as it is said that Jiva Svatattva Vedanta, and the Vedanta Sutra begins with this word. Athato Brahma Vidyasa. So, Natha, just in the form of he, generally people are very much attached to karma kami, offering, performing great sacrifice. It has become now a pattern to call Gita Jatna, this Jatna, that Jatna. But actually, real purpose is Tattva-jijñāsā, the nātha jasya karma, the performance of yajna, is a karma, prescribed duty. Yajna-dāna-tapakriya, yajna-patvāni-yajna. But in this way, no other yajna can be performed perfectly. It is not possible. First, deficiency means there is no jagri brahma. Formerly, the brahmins were so strong that by mantra they ignite fire and they will take, putting one animal in the fire, they will take and make it again alive. That is the test of the mantra. By mantra, an animal put into the fire comes out again with rejuvenated life. People think that Gomen Jodhma, Samen Jodhma was meant for killing the animal. No. It was taking the mantra of the Veda, whether actually being pronounced. That was the test. That's why like in biological laboratory, the medical practice and the test with animals to observe the physiological and anatomical conditions. Similarly, but they cannot give life. They simply kill. But here, in the daily jagna, the animal was put in the fire and it was again taken alive. Because such godly brahman is not there in this Kali Yuga, therefore, the all jagnas are forbidden. Asamīnam gavānam mam. Asamīnam palapaitrikam. Devanesu sanyāsam palapaitrikam. Even sunlight, he is also forbidden in details. Karma sanna, that is called karma sanna. See, basic principle of sanna is to give up this karma is yoga, and take sanna. But Vaishnava sanna is free only sanna. There, that means the living entity is offering his body, mind, and work for the service of the Lord. So Sri Ganga Sanyas can be accepted in the sense, not otherwise. Where I am so many. So Bhagavad says, Na artha jasya karma hi. This is not the purpose. Real purpose is to perform yoga means to satisfy the Supreme Personality and Godhead Vishnu. But this process of yoga is not possible in the way. Therefore, Shastra is inherent. Salam nasteva 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 gati sunnatha. Harim nam harim nam harim nam gati ulam. Samki tanai prali jadvai jadanti hi sunnatha. These have been read. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangha Pangasya Parthadam Jadvai Shanti Tamai Prave Jajanti Nishumedha Sumedhata. Those who are progressing, nice grain, not dark. And because the Jadva was performed in the daily group, so you have to perform Jadva in the same style. That is not possible. You cannot get in the ghee and so many things. That is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says, Jagrai Sankirtanai Kral, Jagantri Sumedha. Those who are intelligent persons, they perform the Sankirtanai, as it is being done here. Sankirtanai, no other Jagda is possible to be done in this case. But this can be done. And anyone can take part. We are seeing practically in the small children, girls. This is yoga. And Pastor Jignasa, this Sankirtan yoga and Pastor Jignasa means hear something from Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. That makes yoga perfect. He was the Pastor Jignasa. Na jatseha karma ji. No other karma, no other karma can be written. Simply this is the verse, this is quite wrong. Now, unless you take to Tattva Jignasa, we cannot get out of this material class. Inquisitiveness, what is that to this truth? Now, Srimad Bhagavat directly gives you information. What is Tattva? What is that absolute truth? The absolute truth is described here. Badanti tat, tatvavida, tattam, tatvavida. Tatvavida means one who knows the absolute truth. He cannot understand what is absolute truth. He is not tatvavida. Tatvavida means one who knows the Supreme Personality, that's it. Veda is the Sarvi Ahamai Vodhidra. So, by spelling Veda, if one comes to the point of understanding Krishna, then it comes. Otherwise, Parsya, that is explained here. Vadanti tat tattavida satyam jat jnanam adayam. Tattavyan, there is no difference, tattva-jnana. But there are different angles of vision. Angles. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavani is not there. But the different capacity. These are explained many times. Just like from darkness, you come to the light. Tamasi ma, jyoti-gama. comes to be light. So, the example is, it's like you are in a dark room, and your friend, you want to come to the light, you come to the sunlight. So, this Tattva Jnana, light, is also the sunshine, has connection with the sun. And, Paramatma, Brahmeti Paramatmeti, and Bhagavan, so Tattva Jnana, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by mental speculation or mental exercise, there are many parties there. They are called theosophists and so many others. They are trying to understand. So those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by their own knowledge, not from the knowledge of the Supreme. Our process is of a Rohopantha, descending process. And the Mahanadi philosopher's policy or system is ascending policy. I want to understand the absolute truth by exercising my mental power. That is called ascending process or inductive process. But our process is deductive process. We, Krishna says, Matsar Parataram Nanya, Kishida Sivananjaya. We take it. Immediately take it. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality. We are not going to search out who is the Supreme. Because we are hearing from the Supreme Krishna, then our business is very, here is the Supreme. So this is very matter. You are searching after the Supreme. This is one person, by your own means of knowledge. And another person is getting the knowledge directly from the Supreme. Who is perfect? This is perfect person. Evam parampara prattam nivangalaya sai, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. The perfect knowledge received from Krishna. From Krishna, the knowledge was received by Brahma. From Brahma, the knowledge was received by Nara. From Nara, the knowledge was received by Vyasa. From Vyasa, the knowledge was received by Madhavani. In this way, parampara, sutra, the same knowledge was received by Madhavendra Puri. From Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri received the knowledge. From Ishwar Puri, Lord Chaitanya received the knowledge. From Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis. In this way, there is a parampara sutra, handing down the knowledge from the category. From disciple to disciple. Even parampara. That is perfect knowledge. So, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by exercising their limited knowledge. After all, we are living entities. Our knowledge is always imperfect. That we do not admit. But actually it is so. Because our senses are imperfect. I am very much proud of my eyes, but I cannot see as well as electricity. Light is not existing. I cannot see. Then what is the importance of my eyes? My eyes can see under certain conditions. When there is sunlight, then I can see. At night I cannot see. Then what is the value of this eye? The people say that I cannot see. So what is the value of your eyes? Because you do not see, the fact cannot be zero. Therefore, it is called Shrota Parampara, Shrotriyam Brahmanism. We have to receive the absolute knowledge by the Shrota Parampara, Shrotriyam Brahmanism. That's why Krishna says, Sakalina Durvanasya Parantapa, because that crosses out, clearly from the very first, is now broken. Therefore, I am speaking the same truth, Bhagavad Gita, again I tell you. Because you are my very dear friend and host. So, our process is that. We understand, we try to understand the absolute truth from the dear friend and devotee of Krishna. You can say Krishna is not directly present. How your knowledge can be perfect? My knowledge is not perfect. But because I hear from the dear friend and devotee of Krishna, therefore whatever I speak, that is perfect. I'm not manufactured. I am imperfect. I am imperfect. Actually, I am imperfect. But I am carrying the message. Krishna. Krishna says, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says, that you surrender unto me. We say, surrender unto Krishna. So therefore, because there is no difference, it is Krishna's statement and my statement thus for our knowledge is perfect. Personally, I am not the first time, but because we are carrying the message of Krishna and presenting as it is, that is perfect. This is our process. That is the recognized process, Vedic process. So the parampara. So those who are anxious to understand the absolute truth, by dint of imperfect knowledge. This is right quality. If your senses are imperfect, whatever your knowledge may be, that is imperfect. Because you are gathering knowledge by imperfect senses. You know the story of standing, blind man standing and elephant. The blind man is going, somebody catching the leg. So, they know, elephant is just like a healer, a column. And somebody is carrying the tail, somebody is carrying the trunk. So different knowledge. Because they have no eyes. And one who sees the elephant as it is, he can understand that elephant is neither a column, nor a trunk, nor this, is a complete body. Similarly, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by dint of blind knowledge, they come to the understanding of impersonal Brahma, Brahma is he. That is also true, just as you touch the elephant, the blind man touching the elephant, but because he hasn't got eyes, he is concluding that elephant is like, just like a skull. But he has touched. Similarly, either the impersonalists or the yogis or the bhakta, they have come to the absolute truth. That which is called Advaita Jnana. There is no difference between impersonal Brahma and localized Paramatma and the Supreme Personality of God. There is no difference. But it still is difference. This is called Akinta Vinarita. Inconceivable, one and simultaneously, different. The same example can be given, that when the sunshine enters into your room, it means that sun has entered, but at the same time the sun is far, far away from you. Similarly, so, understand Brahma, means there is absolute truth, is Satchidananda, Vigra. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigra. If you simply try to understand impersonal Brahma, then you simply understand Sadamsa, the eternal, Paramatma, Sivan, and Anandamsa is Krishna, Anandamaya Vyasa. Krishna is the supreme bliss. He therefore see Krishna, all of them are. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. That is Krishna. He is always in company with Radha. and Kunja Vihari, and anyone accompanying in different kunjas. And Gopi Janavali, he is very dear to the Gopi. Gopi Jan. In Vrindavan. Gopi Janavali Nava Girivara Dhan. And because he left the Gopi and the inhabitants of Vrindavan so much, excellent day from danger, he is prepared. He looked at the Govardhan Hill for that. They did not know except Krishna. Indra, the demigod Indra wanted to punish the residents of Vrindavan because on the word of Krishna, they stopped Indra's yoga. So Indra became very angry. He did what? The one part, he stopped my yoga. So the demigod became very angry. He did particular time for yoga is not performed. But Krishna proved that your anger is not even comparable to the my little finger pain. That's all. So this was compromised. That was this is Indrajitna story, Govardhan, Hill Puja. So Gopi Jana Vallava Girivaradhan. And Jasodhanam. When you address Krishna as the son of Jasoda, he becomes very, very glad. If you address Krishna, Parabrahma Paramdhama, as Arjuna says, Parabrahma Paramdhama Puritam Paramam Bhavan, Dasatam Purusam Marjan, they're all the things that pray for Krishna. But Krishna is very, very pleased. If you address Krishna as Jasodananda, Nandananda, Radhananda, he is so pleased. Immediately, he likes it. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always worshipped by everyone as sublime. But nobody wants to chastise him. But he wants to be chastised also. And that power is given to Maharaj Jagannatha. He wants. He disgusted something. Everyone prays me. Nobody comes to chastise me. You see? Here is another devotee. Yes, I am prepared to chastise. Just like in Vaikuntha there is no fight. But Krishna wanted to fight. Therefore, some of his devotees, Jayuda, the same as Rava, and he fought with Krishna, Ramchandra. Otherwise, who can fight with Ramchandra? He loves you. And he satisfied. Krishna wanted to fight. The devotee prepared, yes, I shall fight. And he said, believe I say. Believe you. So, Jiva Tattva, Tattva Jnana, Krishna Jnana. These are two. People should devote to understand this Tattva Jnana. But those who are not very advanced, they come to the absolute truth is Nirakar, impersonal Brahma. Or, a little advanced than that, the yogi, they see Paramatma within all. They are also the same truth of Dhamma. But if you want real bliss, if you want to talk with this absolute truth head to head and treat with him as friend, as son, as lover, that is Paramatma. Not impersonal Brahma, neither Paramatma. That is not good. Therefore, it is said that the absolute truth, he is one. Either you call him Nirakar Brahma, or call him localized Paramatma, he is in my heart. Everyone says, Ishtara Sarva Bhutanam, Nishin Karsana Pistati. But if you want to take advantage, full association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is this. That is this. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavanti, Sarvati, Vadanti, Tattattavirastattam, Jadhyanam, Adhyayam. This is very important, right? So, Tattavastu is Adhyay, non-dual. There is no difference. The same example, that there is a sun planet, there is sun god, whose body is effulgent in the sunshine, and the sun glow, localized, and the sunshine. All the three taken together is one, light. The sun god is defined from the sunshine. The sun glow is defined from the sun god. Similarly, this Brahma Jyoti is nothing but Krishna's personal effulgence. That's a prabhava. That's a prabhava. In which we can say, oh, Krishna is so powerful that he is prabhava in Brahma Jyoti. Then why not? He is some creation of Krishna. This sunlight and moonlight is so powerful that it expands all over the universe. So how much powerful is Krishna? Brahmanaham Pratishtha, that's what Krishna says. I am the source of this Brahma Jyoti. Brahmaiti Paramateti Bhagavaniti Sarvasati. Now how to understand? Kya chulu kru? The next verse says, Tat Sattvadhana Munaya Jnana Vairagya Jyutaya. Pashanti Atmani Chatmanam Bhaktya Shruta Grihaya. These are very important words. The absolute truth can be understood, can be known by whom? Sadhana Munayo. Sadhana. Sadhana. Those who are faithful. That is the beginning. If one is not faithful, if he does not believe in God, for him it is to be, for what? He cannot understand what is happening. If he who does not believe in God, who has no faith, he cannot, he is not what? Kamal Vishnita Namura Pabadjante Narada. They are Narada. Or the constantly engaging sinful activities. They cannot. Sabdadhana, adho sadhya, those are not faith, everything. Then, sadhadhana, simply having faith will not do. Then, one must associate with sadhu. Sadhadhana bhunaya, must be thoughtful. Philadelphia, munaya. Sattvadhana munaya. Tattvat sattvadhana munaya. Jnana vairagya citta. Simply, mental secretary philosopher will not do. He must have complete knowledge. And the effect of knowledge must be, he must be renounced without any attachment for material world. Jnana vairagya citta. That's why in the beginning we discussed this. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam. Vairagyam and Jnanam. We must have complete knowledge of the Asu Truth. At the same time, we must be detached from material sensibilities. This is the Jnanam Vairagyam Prayojita. We have got history in our country, great sages, Muni, Rishi, they used to live in the forest to culture knowledge and become detached from this material nature. Jnana Vairagya. And that is not possible. And in this age, from the very, very beginning of our life, we are brought up in big cities like Bombay, Calcutta, London, New York. Then where is the coastline going to be first? Well, that is me. That if one cannot go to the forest for acquiring knowledge and detachment, then he has no chance. No. But if you, there is a special concept that is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You haven't got to go to the forest of Himalaya for attaining jnana and bhujyantra. He can stay in your place. He can remain in Bombay, he can remain in London, he can remain in New York, big city. He can perform your prescribed duty. He can be very businessman. He can be or anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he says also from this. He Tharit Sita Sushigatam Tanuman Manohi. Jnana Priyasam Madhapasa Namanta Eva Sarma Kuntana Bhavadi Vartam. This was spoken by Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted. Originally this verse was spoken by Lord Brahma. Ramananda quoted from the words of Lord Brahma. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, yes, this is the verse. What is that verse? Jnana Priyasam Madhapasa. If we don't be in the way, unnecessarily, mental exercise to understand what is God, what is your duty. Don't bother us. Then what to do? No one can. Just become submissive. Then, sarvakavitam harubhyo. Just try to hear from a realized soul. This talk. Don't try to speculate yourself as great philosophers and waste your time and become pastors that are now realized and gone. Be a pastor when one must be given. He must be karmic. Krishna therefore wants his karmic ignorance. Sarvadharma antarupasya. Mamekam karma. It's like we speak something to our disobedient son. First of all, you come in, then I can do whatever is your request. The same, we have to avoid this material position in which we are all part of. Unnecessary. Although we are on the brink of material nature, we are very much part. Very disharmonic. We are beaten. Every step, we are so beaten by the material nature. It's still acting and going. Every step, these positions should be given up. And we have to become namantayeva, submit. Then, becoming submitive, sarmakultana bhavadiyavartam. We have to hear about Krishna from the Krishna devotee, not from others, not from professional men, not from the impersonal. Even not from the jury, but from the Lord. Sarvamukhadikam bhavadiyo. Because they will meet the present. A devotee will not never meet the present. A devotee will say exactly what Krishna says. He will not utter that. That is not his reason. Therefore it is recommended that you should hear about the Supreme from the realized devotee. Sarvamukhadikam bhavadiyo bhartam. Nishthita sutivatam kanuman manobhi. Remain in your position. Remain in Calcutta, Bombay or any good city because nowadays that is every city life. No gentleman, no intelligent man lives in the village. So you remain there. But try to hear from the devotee about Krishna. Then it is said that prayana Ajitoti, Krishna is Ajita. Nobody can conquer him. But such devotee who submits himself to hear from the realized soul, Krishna becomes conquered. Vedeshu Dullabhadu Dabarapur. Therefore it is said, tat-sat-dhāna-munaya jñāna-vairāgya-cittaya pasyanti ātmani ca ātmānam. Ātmani, within his heart, he can see the Supreme Soul, Krishna, ātmānam. Bhaktya. There is the real point. Bhaktya. By means of devotional service, not by speculation or mystic power. That is not what. Every special word is used there, bhaktya. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, not by yoga system, not by jnana system, not by karma system, but bhaktya mano vijanati. Janan, the sun, sattva. This sattva means this sattva gaya. Bhakta, and what kind of bhakti? Not that simply I sit down and cry little, I practice how to cry. Sentiment. No. Sutak vihitaya. Understanding about the absolute truth from the very ground. That is bhakti. That is real bhakti. Sentiment is not working. I mean, this person has to cry. Oh, this man cries always. No. Of course, crying is there. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to cry. But that stage is very, very hard. It is not possible. You are crying, but next moment you are engaged in ordinary things. That cry is atti-hinte. One who can cry for Krishna, he becomes mad. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda Bhivahim. Sunnāvitaṁ yagat karmam. Govinda Bhivahim. He says, he cries. Everything is now over. There is, I cannot see Krishna. So that crying is different crying. Not that in the meeting I cry and next moment I am now glad, I want this, I want that one. So that is not that crying. Chakshusha prarishalitam sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda bhivahe chaitanya. Chakshusha prarishalitam, just like torrents of rain fall from the sky. So by Govinda Virahena, on account of separation from Govinda, Sattisaplavisharitam, Sunnayitam Jagatattvam Govinda Virahena. So, therefore, here it is particularly said, Bhaktya. Bhaktya means you have to execute the devotional service under the direction of proper spiritual mind. Bhakta śrūta grihitaya, and you have to hear about Krishna. Two things must go on. He, just like here, you find the bhakta vidraha. Possibly deep in vain on. But he, simply this thing go on, it will be happening. Because none of us are expert. And there must be śrūta grihitaya. We must hear about Krishna. Two things must go on parallel. Simply speculation goes on, that will not help us, and simply the day goes on, and then that is not. That is not. There are temples, many hundreds of thousands, nobody goes. Because there is no sruti, sruta-bhishita. Then people say, what is that? They simply mean the day, that's not. So two things must go. Bhaktya, sutra vihita. There must be devotional service, discharge of devotional service as they are prescribed in the shastra, as they are guided or ordered by the spiritual masters. That will go on. At the same time, we have to hear. Namantaiva. Sutubhāvmanodhi. In this way, if we leave our life, Athātatamma jidnātā, jīvatsatattva jidnātā, if you try to understand the absolute truth, this is the process. If you follow, then our life is not perfect. Thank you.